Greg Ehrenberg here with Eric Lindquist. We're going to be talking about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. So yesterday, Aaron Rodgers apparently did not retire. Now, I don't really know if this qualifies as news because he didn't officially retire to begin with, but there was some rumors that he was going to retire. It greatly affected odds at different sports books. And as a result, now we've seen odds move all over the place over the last week. So Eric and I are going to break this down. And let's start with this right here, Eric. Just overall thoughts, Aaron Rodgers now not retiring. Was this anything that you considered to be a realistic possibility?
As a Vikings fan, I was really hoping so. That would have been awesome. Would have enjoyed that very much. I was loving all the speculation of him going to Denver. Just get him out of the NFC North. That would have been excellent. Obviously, I thought that there was a better chance that he stayed, probably more than other people did. Mainly, what is going on with reporting nowadays? I mean, it's so confusing to understand what people are trying to create for news. You have to kind of look behind the lines a little bit in order to find value in some of these markets because, you know, Denver, we saw that their price was just, it was unplayable. It seemed as though they knew that Aaron Rodgers was kind of there. And a lot of these Packers lines were kind of straddling the difference between him being there and not being there. And I think you were somebody who was able to take pretty nice advantage of that.
Yeah, so that's something also that I think is pretty important with some of the, with some of this new stuff. Whenever it breaks, just go to sportsbooks and see what the odds are. And also use Oddshop or over at awesomeo.com. And you can see that, hey, maybe there's one book that has wildly different lines from other ones. That was something that I definitely did yesterday because one book had adjusted very quickly and had the Packers at 7-1 to win the NFC. Whereas a book that I placed a bet at had the Packers at 18-1 to win the NFC at that point in time. So I went and placed a bet on the Packers. And then even if, let's say you don't even feel confident and the Packers are going to win at that point, is the line ends up moving after the fact. I could cash out. I posted a picture of this ticket online. You could cash out for a 40% ROI without anything ever actually happening. Like nothing has actually been risked in that scenario. You just know the line is going to move based on the news and what the odd shopping looks like at other books, which is also why if you go to oddshopper.awesomeo.com, you could compare all of these lines and it becomes a really valuable resource for making money, even if you don't know exactly what the fair odds are. If there's one book that just says odds that are way different from other ones, there's a pretty good chance it's value. So yeah, right there when I had the Packers at 18-1 to win the NFC and now they're, you know, like 6-1, 7-1 at different books. So that in itself just makes it a money-making opportunity. One, it's good value. You could always hedge. You could cash out if your book allows for it. So there's a lot of different ways to play it. But now what do you make of the Packers odds now that we've seen some of the movement?
We can't touch it. It's just unplayable. I would also say that if this was a team, let's just throw a random team out there. Let's say the Bengals or the Bears, or if it were some team that doesn't get as much public interest as what the Packers do, they generate so much public money. The books have large liabilities against them. The Cowboys kind of falls into that tier as well. There are massive liabilities that they have every single year because people fly to Vegas or go to New Jersey or wherever it is. And there are Packers fans everywhere throughout the United States. They're a team that travels so well. They have a huge allegiance just countrywide. And so you're never going to get an advantageous number on them to like the extent we just saw 2 days ago, or I guess for you, like the minutes leading up to the books taking it off the board.
Yeah. And the other thing too is like we had seen some crazy stories from different reporters. And it's something you mentioned before. I talked about it on a baseball show I was doing yesterday and I tweeted about it also. We have to be really careful where we're getting news from at this point in time, but just the overall, the engagements on social media and what drives them, it's not accurate reporting. It's whatever's the flashiest headline, whatever's going to generate interest. So there's very few people in sports that I'm really looking at as reporters. I really want to, you know, wager money on based on information. Like for NFL, Adam Schefter, generally very solid information. For NBA, Shams, Woj, like those are guys that generally have ironclad information. You have other people, and I don't, you know, just want to outwardly throw anybody under the bus. We know who a lot of these people are who just come out and it's, well, I don't even know who a lot of them are, to be honest. It's just, you know, random reporters we haven't heard of who's all of a sudden like, hey, you know, Damian Lillard's getting traded here. This guy, Aaron Rodgers retiring, this and that's happening. And a lot of it just isn't really true. Maybe there's a part of it where it's like, hey, somebody told them this was a possibility and they'll report it almost as if it's a fact with something that's fairly likely to happen. You know, we had 2 years ago, NBA free agency, Kawhi Leonard was a free agent. There was all kinds of rumors where he was going to go. Remember, there was Ari Abraham, who's just some kid on Twitter making up rumors, like greatly moved the odds at sportsbooks everywhere. People were reacting to it. Sportsbooks were reacting to his information. And he was just a kid who was making stuff up who since deleted his Twitter account. So just be careful where we get the information from. As for some of the lines that I currently have action on with the Packers, is the Packers to win the Super Bowl 35-1. It's the Packers to win the NFC East at 18-1. Packers in week one, +3.5 versus the Saints. That line now is at +1. Someplace that's, I think it's still at +2. And then Packers at +175 to win the division. I agree with you. Those lines don't exist anymore, but it's always important to get those lines ahead of time. But I still do think there is some value that we could eke out of this, because I think that a lot of people now, we've seen the books react to the Packers, but they haven't necessarily reacted to some of the other teams in the division. How do you think it's going to impact them?
And that's where I'm going to come in, because I was one of the people, I was at the gym when the news hit, when a lot of the major news hit. It was off the board by the time I got done and I got home, and there was nothing that I could do to take advantage of it. So if you're like me, if you're disheartened and you're trying to find value, there are still things that exist, because there are certain lines that did not come off the board that you still have available at a number of places that didn't react to it. Two specifically that I have targeted. One, right off the bat, we'll talk about the Lions under 6 wins. I think -230 going for them. That number has not changed since it came out. And I just think the unknown of what Jordan Love would have been, that's 2 games. We're factoring in 2 games here. This is obviously a lot of juice to be paying, but the unknown of what Jordan Love could or could not be is very different than having a league-proven MVP in Aaron Rodgers, who's going to be quarterbacking for 2 more games there. And if that line doesn't change in a vacuum, just that solidifies that number so much stronger than before. Going 7-10 for this Lions team, Anthony Lynn now running the offensive coordinator position. Best of luck to him in purgatory there up in Detroit.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And this is a line actually last week when I was doing the show with Matt Kajewski. And by the way, I never actually thought Aaron Rodgers was going to retire. I thought getting traded was a realistic possibility. Yeah. Him retiring, though, seemed like a little bit of a stretch. And even if he got traded, you know, the Packers probably would have gotten some value back, not equivalent to Aaron Rodgers. But that aside, I also agreed last week, even when his status was somewhat up in the air, I like the Lions and their under win total bet. That's also one, if you use Odd Shopper, really valuable, because there is one book that has their win total over under 6. The majority of places have it like 4.5, mm-hmm. 5. So 6 is a really good line to get on the Lions. I think it's very unlikely that they end up winning 7+ games. They were no good last year. They traded away Matt Stafford. They brought in Jared Goff. I think there's a pretty good chance they're kind of tanking towards the end of the season. So yeah, I totally agree with you. Lions under 6 is something that I like a whole bunch. And then other than that, is there anything else that you want to bring up from any kind of betting perspective as it relates to the Packers in the situation?
So let's talk about how the odds change for other teams around them. And this is where the homer in me is very excited. But this is actually, I believe, the sharp side to be on for it. Vikings +260. That number was not +260 as of 2 days ago here with the Aaron Rodgers news, or as of yesterday, excuse me. I definitely think that there is value to be had now going to this team. You're seeing the Packers now around -150 at most books. That's a big jump. That's a big change for the NFC North here. And I think the Vikings aren't that far off in a lot of places. They're getting healthier at a lot of the defensive positions, out of a lot of key players that were out last season there, skill position wise on offense. I mean, if Kirk Cousins can be remotely competent, and, you know, he ended up leading the entire league in completion percentage 2 seasons ago. I mean, the guy is efficient in running this offense. Justin Jefferson, a dynamic playmaker, added to the mix. Irv Smith continues to get better at the tight end position, and no Kyle Rudolph there to kind of go for targets at the tight end position. I just feel good that the Vikings can compete in that division. And if you're going to give me, you know, close to a little bit better than 2.5 to 1 on my money, I think going to the Vikings now in lieu of the Packers changing so drastically, give me the Viking side of it now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'll close by saying this. I think that we saw the Packers, it's kind of an overreaction both ways, right? There's a rumor that Aaron Rodgers might retire. Not even ironclad, just maybe he's going to retire. And all of a sudden, the books are reacting as if the Packers aren't going to have Aaron Rodgers this year. And then what happens is, once it officially announced that, okay, he's going to be playing this year, then everybody starts betting the Packers, and the line moves so far the other way that they're getting overvalued at this point. So that does create value on a team like the Vikings. So I totally agree with you. I still think this is a bad spot for the Lions. Vikings might now be a little bit undervalued, and Packers probably a little bit overvalued at this point. But that is going to do it for Eric and us. Guys, do us a favor, like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also leave us a comment. Are there any bets that we've missed? Is there anything you like from the NFC North division? And how do you feel about the Packers this year? Let us know everything that you have, anything on your mind about your thoughts here. Will Aaron Rodgers win MVP? Will the Packers stink? Will he retire anyway? Let us know in the comments.